This audio is from Reno Center on November 17th, 2019. It's very close to Baba's birthday, so there is a little bit of a discussion about the seva they will be doing on Baba's birthday, and then study circle starts. این audio از مرکز رینو در روز 17 نوامبر 2019 است. بعد از کمی صحبت در مورد تدارکات تولد بابا که هفته دیگه شنبه هست، استادی سیرکل شروع میشه.
Tonight's quote is, "Where there is no purity, there is unity. Without unity, you cannot attain divinity. Then your life is just a waste. First purity, next unity, then you realize your divinity."
کوتا امشبمون، هر کجا خلوص نباشد یگانگی نیست. بدون یگانگی شما نمیتوانید به الهیت دست یابید. پس زندگیتان فقط هدر رفتن است. ابتدا خلوص، بعد یگانگی. بعد از آن است که شما الهیت را تجربه میکنید.
So, I think this quote really, there's three parts of it. It talks about no purity, no unity, and divinity. So I thought we could just go through and talk about what these things mean to us, starting with what does it mean for there to be no purity? What does that mean for us in our experience?
Kevin میگه که در این quote بابا در مورد سه تا نکته حرف میزنه. خالصی، یگانگی و الهیت. حالا با اون خالصی شروع میکنیم. برای شماها در تجربتون خالصی نداشتن یعنی چی؟
خلوص.
خلوص.
For me, purity was empty mind, no thoughts. من گفتم من وقتی that came just the first minute that I looked at the code. برای من خلوص ذهن خالی بود، نداشتن افکار.
Is purity same as sincerity here too? Because when I hear that, I think of sincerity and having sincerity in what I say, what I do, what I think, how they support each other. من گفتم که لغت همون خالص بودن معنیش همون واسه خلوص نیته. من گفتم که واسه من خلوص نیت داشتن چه کاری که میکنم، حرفی که میزنم، افکاری که دارم، اون سه تا با هم جور هستن.
من فکر میکنم هر دو اینا که گفتیم یعنی درسته و هر دوشم یه جوری شبیه همه، برای اینکه اگه که افکار خیلی زیاد باشه، یعنی غرق افکار که هستی، دیگه جایی برای خلوص نیت نمیمونه که اصلا حواست باشه که چیزی که میگی با چیزی که فکرته یا عملت یکی هست یا نه. پس میتونه هر دوش باشه. I said to me what both of you guys said is kind of similar, because if there is a lot of thoughts, if we are kind of drowning in our thoughts, there is no room for being, I mean, aware if our thoughts, deeds and words are aligned. So I think maybe it's both.
برای من خلوص نیت خدمت کردن به یه اربابه که در واقع میشه اعتماد کردن به کلام و راهنمایی که گروه میکنه، راهنما میکنه.
آمین.
و چون قول در قول امیختر و فراتره، ولی جهتی که گروه قابل مثل عجلت انسانی این آدم رابطه میتونه داشته باشه، بشنوه، آسون تره تا اعتماد به قول.
So Hela says that for me sincerity is serving one master, which equals trust. Trust in the word of the guide. It's easier for me to trust in the word of the guide who can have this relationship with me as I am in body and form than it is for me to trust in the promise. for me, not having purity is anything that I do for myself. And what I mean by that is that comes from my ego or a desire or a reaction to something, and anything that's not done for sat or with sat in mind is not pure. I'm not even saying it's bad, because it's so much of my day to day. I see it like the thought pop up or the personality rise up all the time. I see myself all the time doing that, but that's not purity. برای من ناخالصی هر چیزی است که برای خودم میکنم، از منیتم میاد، از خواسته میاد، از عصبانیت، از عکس العمل، هر چیزی که برای صحت نباشه میبینم، قشنگ خودم اونجا میبینم، اون ناخالصی رو میبینم.
For me it's similar. It's when I put like too much attention for too long outside of myself and into like the bazaar, into my world, into like things I'm doing, and then when I'm, for me, it feels, I can really feel like impure, like I feel kind of sick when I'm thinking about things that have, that are not even things I'm dealing with, just things that are, you know, from the day or from my work or from just the bazaar. When I'm spending time thinking about those things, I can feel like just less and less pure.
کمی میگه مال منم به مال تو شباهت داره. وقتی که توجه زیادی میدم به بیرون خودم، روی بازار، روی دنیا، روی کارم، حالم بده. وقتی که دارم در مورد مثلا کار یا چیزی فکر میکنم یا حتی اتفاقایی که در طول روز افتاده، یه جورایی حالم بده، اون ناخالصی رو احساس میکنم.
Anyone else want to speak about purity?
I want to add something. When we say something is not pure or not pure, like, let's say if it's gold, it's metal or whatever, if there is mixture of stuff, it's not pure. If when it's just one thing, we consider it pure, the definition of the word. So I was thinking, whenever there is one-pointedness, when there is vigilance and concentration on one thing, then it can be considered pure. When it's scattered with so many things, like so many thoughts, so many desires, so many stuff, and it's not focused in one, it's mixture of stuff, so it's not pure. I think that's also one thing, like mixture of stuff. We want to fix our problems, then also we want spirituality, we want to have a this and that, then it's mixture, it's not pure. I think maybe that's what it is.
فرنس میگه وقتی یه چیزی خالصه، معنی این لغت یعنی توجه یگانه.
میخوای بگم؟ وقتی یه چیزی خالصه یعنی همگنه، مثلا همش یه چیزه. طلا اگه خالصه یعنی قاطی نداره، یا هر شیء، هر چیزی که میگن خالصه یعنی یه جوره، همش یکیه. ناخالص وقتیه که مختلف، همه قاطی شده. مثلا مثالش هم این که مثلا ما میخوایم معنویت رو پیدا کنیم، ولی حالا میخوایم زندگیمون هم بهتر شه، حالا این خواستم هم برطرف شه، این مشکلم هم حل شه، یعنی همه این مجموعه رو میخوایم قاطی پاتی یه جوری رفع و رجوش کنیم و جور در نمیاد، باید یک جنس بشه، یکی بشه، همه خواسته ها متمرکز بشه، یه جور باشه که بشه پیور حساب بشه. تئوری شده.
I keep thinking about the quote last time I was here, the more godly thoughts come in, the more less worldly thoughts we have. And one, obviously, to me, one is obviously the impurity, and the godly is the purity, is the truth. And so as the purity goes, impurity goes away, and the cup is filled with divine, there is no difference. It's you're the same as the or me nazdiki judge or judge. But so then That's kind of the way I think about it. Mm-hmm. So let me translate. This reminds me of the quote we had last time, where as the imperial...
I thought I said it in English.
In English.
دفعه پیش در مورد این نقل قول مثلا کوت در مورد این بود که هرچی افکار خدایی بیشتر میشه افکار دنیوی کمتر میشه و جوری که من بهش فکر میکنم اینه که مثلا یه ظرفی رو در نظر میگیریم که ناخالصی کمتر که میشه به جای اون رحمت و اون رحمانیت بیشتر میشه، اون گریس که به انگلیسی میشه گفت بیشتر میشه و وقتی که پر شد بخواه ناخالصی از بین رفت دیگه فرقی بین یعنی یونیت جفت میشه این همه یعنی چیز غیر از اون دیگه وجود نداره. حالا
It reminded me of what Sat said a few days ago in our meditation that was so big, how if we just meditate, you know, for half an hour at the end of the day or whatever, then it's just half an hour. Whereas if we stop throughout the day, then we're eliminating the thoughts and everything else that goes along with it. And I thought of that when he was saying, because when you have thoughts of God or your guide or whatever that is associated with them, then you don't have the thoughts of the other side. You won't have the two thoughts at the same time. So the more you have the thoughts of the guide or God or whatever, then the less you have of the other. And I think that's what Sat was teaching us about stop the other day, which was really big for me. My after in half of my Mansur Maria the half of Saturday چند روز پیش که گفتن که اگه فقط مثلا شب میای خونه نیم ساعت مدیتیشن می‌کنی فقط نیم ساعت مدیتیشن کردی بعد واسه اون هم تمام روزت که افکار داشتی اون نیم ساعت یکم برابر نیست و واسه اون همه افکار. و من فکر کردم که وقتی که داری فکر خداوند و یا الهیت و یا گایدنس می‌کنی بعد دیگه نمی‌تونی فکر تمام آشغالای دیگر میکنی، دو تا افکار در یه زمان نمیتونن با هم باشن. و فکر کردم این حرف سپورت کرد، حرف ست تا چند روز پیش که خیلی بزرگ بود.
So the second part of this says when where there is no purity there is no unity. So what is unity?
میگه که بخش دوم از این کد میگه که وقتی خالصی وجود نداشته باشه یگانگی هم وجود نداره. پس یگانگی چیست؟
For me, I thought that unity was that feeling of oval energy and that love you feel when your mind is really quiet for a long time and you're really focused on the right thing and your attention's in the right place. I thought maybe that's what it was, that feeling. Because I know that for me, when I'm not feeling that feeling, you can look and see it's because there's been too much time of like not having that like stop. And also what Sat one time described as like stay, just staying in that. So I see a relationship there.
کلمه که به نظر من یگانگی اون احساس انرژی تخم مرغیه. وقتی که ذهن خیلی ساکته، وقتی که تمرکز روی جای درست باشه. و وقتی که اون احساس نمی‌کنم، یعنی که کم با استاپ بودم یا به قول سر کم توی بودنم موندم.
For me, it's the more I don't defend myself
The less I say me, the more that I am open to breakage, which was scared. It is scary sometimes still, but not as it used to be. The more I let go of whatever ideas, whatever I thought that stupid is, that is, and the more I let go of those, the more I feel the love, and that to me is unity. برای من یگانگی اینه که هرچقدر بیشتر از خودم دفاع نکنم، هرچقدر بیشتر من نکنم و هرچقدر بیشتر بذارم که شکسته بشه این من، هرچند که خیلی شاید ترسناک بود، الانم تو بعضی موقع هنوزم هست که میبینم دفاع میکنم، ولی هرچقدر بذارم که اینا بره و اون عشق رو به جاش هی بیشتر اون عشق رو تجربه کنم، اون بر من یگانگیه.
I thought the things that you guys just described were still part of purity, or like that process of purification. When I read this quote, honestly, I didn't get past in understanding the purity part. I was wondering about the, you know, what everyone was going to say about unity and divinity. من فکر کردم چیزایی که شما گفتین هنوز بابت خالص شدن یا اون پروسه، نمیدونستم وقتی که این کوت خونده شد یگانگی در موردش چی میگیم. یا
فرناز really explained it well. The meaning of purity in the dictionary. To me, purity, complete purity, is when there is no good and there is no bad. There is no opposition. There is no there's no duality. When one realizes how futile living in Maya is, and thinking is painful, then it dawns on us that perhaps nothing is really as good as we see it. Nothing is as bad as we think. And there is a silence that comes over us, and that silence is unity. Right there. Now, purity has many meaning, depending. In the world, purity would be, if you're in a human body, at least be a human. Don't act like a savage animal. But beyond that, I really believe that purity and divinity are one and the same. Purity is what Farnaz was saying, when a metal is pure, there's nothing added to it. And is devoid of a variety. You can call it one-pointedness, you can call it emptiness. Devoid of variety. And once there's a devoid of variety, there is the devoid of changes. And so every time the mind or the ego rises, to prove something, to mend something, to prepare something, to repair something, has left a purity that it has added different ingredients to itself and is always uncomfortable when it's added ingredients, added substance. Pure water is pure. Pure food is simple. Nowadays, anything you want to read, it has one page of ingredients on it. Or whatever you want to think, a simple thinking can become a complex problem. I feel like that silence has been diluted by impurity of becoming instead of being. Becoming, I see that, and I truly feel that the problem is complication of something that is totally pure and beautiful and does not need anything added to it, subtracted from it. This becoming has become quite a bit of a villain in everybody's life. Always we want to become somebody or have something. And a moment of silence is purity. And it is the same as unity. So in the last part of the code, then you realize your divinity. That it's not even a use of realizing. It's the nature of it. Divinity is the nature of the purity and unity. So when we think of it that way, then throughout your day, we can remember that the simplest state of being is unity, and the unity is divinity.
صد میگه که فرناز خیلی خوب توضیح داد معنی خالصی. برای من خالصی کامل یعنی نه خوب وجود داره و نه بد. دوگانگی وجود نداره. وقتی که واقعا درک کنیم که چقدر زندگی کردن در این مایا بی هدف و خسته کننده است و دیگه میبینیم که چیزی که فکر کردیم به نظر خوب میومد خوب نیست و شاید بعدم اونقدر بد نیست که فکر میکردیم. وقتی که
Now, what we think is good, who knows? Maybe it isn't. It's just an opinion. What we think is bad, maybe it isn't. Who knows?
چیزی که فکر کردیم خوب بود چه میدونیم شاید خوب نیست. چیزی که فکر کردیم بده چه میدونیم شاید بد نیست. بعد وقتی که اینو درک میکنی یه سکوت میاد و این سکوت یگانگیست. خالصی معنیای مختلف داره در دنیا. وقتی انسانی یعنی انسان باش، حیوان نباش. ولی ما برای اون بریم خالصی و الهیت یکیه. خالصی
خلوص یا خالصیه نمیدونم.
خلوص وقتی که یه آهنی خلوص باشه یعنی هیچی قاطیش نمیشه، چیزای مختلف توش نیست. وقتی چیزای مختلف نباشه دیگه چینج
تغییر
هم نداره. حالا میتونی به این بگی یگانه بودن.
I think you need to help her later. on that translation.
یا میتونی بگی خالی بودم. پس هر دفعه که
رادو جان let it go. Yeah, it's too much a struggle. He takes away from his moment.
Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, guys.
Om Brahma Arpanam Brahma Hari Brahma Agnau Brahma Nahutam Brahmaiva Tena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhinaham Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutvam